Tell me what's the odds of that? I was sleeping in the rain, unconscious, one breath away from death. I'm drowning, somebody save me from myself.
And good morning, and good morning. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in the morning and we thank you for the wake up. We're thanking you for the day, for what you're going to do in the course of the day. We thank you. So we just thank you, Jesus Christ, for the day. And we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the messages that you bring. Jesus, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we thank you. We thank you for all that you do. And we say thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I need some guidance, yeah. I'm too weak right now. I'm so, so, and I can't be
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I am being challenged. I'm being challenged by the podcast issues that are going on because there are changes that are coming in the new Spotify for podcasters forum. Things are changing with them. So I'm trying to see how these things are working, and it's almost like I'm taking them to sleep to do it. So this podcast on today was supposed to be done a while back, but I've been trying to really get things straight in terms of how things are going to go. So I'm kind of like in testing mode, so to speak. So bear with me as I go through these changes with these podcasts. Just have to see how they go. Other things will happen. This podcast is entitled Grief and Haunting Denial. And let me just say that with such a denial, don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. Because I tell you, when one is in haunting denial, I'll tell you, it could really, really, really rock your world, so to speak. You know, for one, you won't understand it. You won't understand what one is doing because you're trying to get a level of truth to them, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it. So it's a hard one for many. So I'm going to look at this scripture here, Romans 12 and 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. But let me tell you, someone in such a denial as such, well, that's what you definitely want to do. Because you're probably having some feelings in reference to something they may have said, something they may have done, and they don't want to deal with it. But to them, you know, in them, it's a haunting type of denial that they don't want to look at. And yes, there are people that will behave that way. And believe it or not, they will believe what they say. And there'll be nothing that you really can do. So you want to, you know, live peaceably with them. You know, you don't want to cut anybody off, you know, but you know, you might be hurt about something that they said to you, and you might be, you know, you might be feeling some kind of way, but you know, you can only try to talk to them and try to get along with them. Or, you know, you can, you know, maybe come back on another day. But you want to definitely be at peace with them. You know, this haunting denial, the person, you know, within their mind, the situation, is so, so wrapped up. And inside, you know, we never know that these things can be haunting people. And they don't want to see truth of it. Because in essence, they could feel fearful about it. So, you know, that's something that, you know, the conscious has to deal with. But they have to see it. We can't make them see it. But you can believe that something is going on within. I know we ask ourselves sometimes, how can one be in such a strong denial like that and not see the error of their ways? How could they not see it? Well, you'd be surprised that, you know, people go through these kind of changes in their behavior. And denial is one of them. So it may, you know, you may feel hurt about it, but, you know, they have to get it in their minds that they need to see truth. And you can remind them of such, you know, help them see truth and, you know, let them know that, you know, if they've hurt you, that you let them know. You know, you let them know, and they, it's all, again, it's all up to them. Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is the mind we want. We want to have a peaceful mind, and we want, you know, we want it to be known that we know who is in charge. Yeah, we know who's in charge of all these things. So we'll turn it over to him. So this grief and haunting denial, the grief about it is, well, it's bothering you because you're not understanding that it's such a haunting situation in them, but in you, it bothers you because, you know, you don't understand and you want it reconciled. So what you do, you know, also too, what do we do? We take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what we do with people in that kind of situation. But we know it's grievous to you. We know it hurts you. We know that, you know, you want so badly to help that person see the truth of the matter. But there's just some people that you have to, like narcissism. Yeah, like narcissism. You have to let some people get it from the Lord. You know, he's the one that, you know, help those who need that type of help. You know, we can't change them, but we can only pray for them. So, you know what? We'll do just that. We will pray for them. That's what we'll do. We'll just pray for them. All right, everybody. Let's hope that this works. We're hoping that this works as time goes on. In the world of podcasting, you have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the day and the weekend. Bye-bye.